holding here in the middle of the mission of the Kashetomer Ground, as we saw last time about Zachronim and the Galtei Ruach. Now he has a whole new Nekuda on this Indian of why it is that it's not, why is Torah not to be found by Zachronim Le. Why, if somebody's mother is Torah, do we say that he's not Shaykh to Torah? The Kashetovin Oida Dvarma Shabarnu, Eitho Aslesh Dvarma Oila Moimet, Aladina Emetal Shalim, Bomani to Odom Shabal Maso Mat Nusin Lazel Mikal Mize, Bishvil Kahu Doima Loilam Hazer, O Oila Markova, Shemikavan Zem Mizek Meshabana Lamaila. The Dova the Hef Oilam Asecho Shain Shaykh by Kabola Zem Mize, Rakol Echot Emet Vatmoy. So this is a Nakuda that he speaks about in Kavuris a lot and other places. It's basically like this. There are two Mehalchim in terms of, let's even take in terms of Seichel, because that's where Tzuz Agea. When a person is a scientist and he's standing and trying to be oimid on the metzias of things, on the emes of certain things, there the mida that shaylit is pshitus. In other words, I could categorize all the things in the world as a trillion of things. There are rocks, there are white rocks, there are yellow rocks, there are green rocks, there are lizards, there are white lizards, there are brown lizards, there are long lizards, and vahena, I can itemize everything in the world. Everybody understands that that's not chokhma. Chokhma, as I say, all lizards are the etzem one type of bria, which shinuyim. And betzem all reptiles are one type of bria, which shinuyim. And so on until I reduce it to its mitzius hapshuta v'yosa. Every time I am, science has there's an axiom called, I think it's called Occam's Razor, if I'm not mistaken, that the answer that we feel truest to a problem is the simplest answer. If we have two ways of explaining something, the reason why we choose to understand that the Earth goes around the sun out the other way is not because there's any way to prove it. It's simply in terms of you can work out both systems. The difference is that if you have the planet circling around the Earth, the system is as simple as can be. If you have the Earth circling around, if you have the Sun circling around the Earth, you can do it. It requires tons and tons of different orbits and loops. So you can, yes, you can demonstrate it, but it's basically our innate sense of truth tells us that it's not the emes, and that's where we function, you know. So, mitzad being choyker sheirish advarim, our inherent sense of things is that the emes lies in pashtus. The more we reduce something to the simplest form, we look at the atoms and we see them in their simplest form, and that's the whole mechker mitzad science. Mitzad the sheirish yonim, or mitzad, let's use a word, mitzad the mitziuson hamiti. That is one direction. The other direction is that you take a look at somebody who looks at the world around him, and he says, you know, I have this type of fruit here, this type of fruit there. If I will combine them, then I probably could get something very, very good. If I take the horse and I use it to plow the field and take this donkey and use it to carry the stuff that grew in the field and schlep it to the marketplace, so on and so forth, I will have a vast improvement. If I take the flour and the sugar and I bake it and I put cream on it and so on and so forth, I will get something very, very good. That is the way in which the other direction works, and which we will call, like the technologist versus the scientist, is osek in harkava versus pshita. So we have two directions. We have mitzad sheirish v'nyanim, the emes lies in pashtus, the emes and the milo lies in pashtus. Mitzad the oisfer in this world, its usage in this world, and so on, we say that harkava is the mahalach, and in that lies the milo. We saw the Maral speaks about it in Kavuris when he speaks about the begodim pshutim, the kain gadol, the gelovim versus the tigdezav, and so on. That's where he talks about it. Now the mahalach of pashtus being the mila is the hallmark of elyonim. It's also the hallmark of sichlium. In other words, when I've taken a complex inyan and reduced it to a simpler form, the simpler klal, that is a mila sichlis. When I mitzad chomer, mitzad guf, mitzad this world, the more I'm able to make out of it, which is a process of going and combining things and putting things together, that is a this world mahalach and a mahalach of echoyme gashmis and so on. He says, "V'dovah d'efrayim ha'esech ein shayach b'kavodim." This world is a world of harkava, which means that everything is totally in everything else. I need shoes, and I take them from somebody else, and he needs bread, and he takes it from me, and we both take milk from a third person. Harkava means making use of every element, and that's this world. Masha Ein Kein, in the world of Sichlium, Adava Emes stands mitzad atzmai, not because it's nitzmach or there's something else. So he says, Ofid zecho yoyse masha oma, v'loy v'sachronim hu asleche shu bal masu matin zem zeh. Bein edema le bal melocha shu oysu melocha la atzmai, af ki moicha achakach, ein ikar revach akmash lasu melocha la atzmai v'yviyach melocha. So, the Tana Lamaise is not saying that anyone is a the Tana is not saying that anybody's not learning is a hefter. Tana is a special hadgosha that the world of mischer has its unique issues, and the reason for that is because the world of mischer, he says, a bal melacha basically keeps to himself. He has chayes, he makes shoes, and that's what he does, and he takes whatever he needs to eat and so on. But somebody who's in business is always moving things and pieces around. His whole mahalach is the shoemaker makes shoes. That's Messias. And so in this world, you have to trade off a little bit and get something to eat for that and so on. But the Baal Seicher, the Etzem, is the whole Messias is taking and bringing and take from here to there and so on and so forth. So Mitzad is Teichen, it's not, he doesn't, the Seicher doesn't ask himself a question in the depth of something. The answer lies in trading it off to somewhere else. In a physical way, we describe it that way. I was reading from somebody that was caught in Russia during the war, and he was traveling by a train the length of the, through the width of Russia, whatever, and he would notice, there'd be areas that they would have plenty of this but not this. Next area they would have plenty of this but not the other thing. In every place there was always a lot of things missing. And he said, had had it been a business economy, had Russia allowed business, then one chacham would have taken bread from this area and traded for cheese in this area and traded for figs in this area, and everybody would have something. You know, this world needs chayra. But al kaponim mitzad, the kreches ha-nefesh, the tchunas ha-nefesh about chayra, his tchunas ha-nefesh is that instead of being chay teloimik, he goes and he's always adding and combining things and so on. That's his nitzia nafshi.
Okay, can I just ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, surely we don't mean to say over here that, you know, Sachronim are not shaykh to Torah. We mean to say that someone who's gisha towards Torah is kind of giving and taking as opposed to, like...
The Sachronim is... It means that that is not just he allows that to be as opposed to life also.
So that's his gisha towards Torah.
Correct. Now, the word Sachronim means not somebody's life in mitzvah, but that's his mitzvah, the mimela, and he says later also, I'll give you a personal list. A person is in business to earn a living, he's not thinking about malacha. But sometimes the person is, he can't fulfill a minute because there's always things to move and to from place to place and thing to thing. What the psychologists call ADD, and those kids are called problem kids in school and get thrown out. In the real world, they're called visionaries and entrepreneurs, and they make millions and support the school. That's the same Kunas Nefesh, just two different labels in two different worlds. So, and we would say, what the world calls entrepreneurs, charged up, ever dynamic captains of industry, we call them ADD and that they can't sit and learn. But you're talking about a Kunas Nefesh, of somebody that he's always a busybody. He's going from place to place, thing to thing. But you're right. Somebody has to be busy, has to be business. And he says it himself. It's funny, you see it also a lot of times in, or say, everybody thinks that a kid with a tremendous memory has it's a tremendous asset. Sometimes it is, you know, many times it is, obviously. But you'll find a lot of times a kid who's a big Baal Zikaron, when you ask him a question, he doesn't answer minei obey. He can't sit and think and take apart the problem and say, okay, these are the facts, let's figure it out. He always searches for the answer somewhere else. Like, his mentality is, the answer is in the information I have somewhere else, not in the ability to analyze the problem, to think into it, and so on and so forth. So that's what he says, the tchunas ha-nefesh, the seichel is not a mekabel. The seichel should be understanding mitzad atzmai, not mitzad grabbing from somewhere else information and so on. Like I said before, that there's always a chaser, and the mela, it's something which is constantly looking to fill itself, and so on and so forth. Well, the figure come of local amarva b'schoyer machkim, shein la yachas al asechel. The dove is there, or this word is some of the beer gomer. I think he means that he speaks about loiva is somebody. Loiva v'mishalim means is kol in the kabul and not in any way oimid mitaratma. Notice he's taking, and he's taking something that's not his. Stocker becomes his. The loiva v'mishalim is something which is. He has no mitzvahs. Kol kol echad, always getting mitzvahs from something else. Aber gemar Hashem zol amfosh makos lo meiva layam hi v'sachronim meiva layam urichu gashmi. Muchas tafkes arishin asher amarnu that it has to do with the fact that he's always looking at the chutz and not the pnim. Dafka ma marva bischera, avlin ein marva bischera, kashasorchloi. So he's saying, this is somebody that is marva bischera. Like we said before, it demonstrates a certain tchunas hanefesh of the person, as opposed to the mikra, what he's doing to earn a living. Which is not that different from what we said before, that you know, somebody just about malach also sells his stuff, but that's not tzchir really. But if a person works just what he needs, often there in a mesiachet or seichel, even though this is not going to be you know, marve v'seichel. Even though it's not going to be a seichel de gemayla mamish, ale ein adam seichel gomu v'vemes adam gashmi. There is no such thing as a person being totally seichel. We're talking about a mahalach that a person should be noited towards. So since nobody is a baal seichel gomu, so you can't do it. Al v'mar v'tcher v'yoyse terach, m'merik adam azay kol inyone gashmi, v'en lo yichas ala seichel v'en em esug leilov. So, let's give another muscle, maybe, just so that we understand. You have an economic phenomenon. What makes people buy a product? That's interesting. What causes people to buy certain products and products not? There are two types of people that are mashkiyim. A businessman is mashkiya in terms of tachlis. Once I know what makes a person buy, I know how to sell my product. And a academic person, a psychologist, is a mashkia effort because it's a very fascinating problem. It's how do I dehair a person? What is the mechanism in a person that looks for things, that buys things, and so on? So you have two types of approaches. And a scientist, once he's yored la'oimek ha'nekuda, let's say he figures he's deheared exactly why a person buys, that's it, he's very happy, and with that, his mechker is over. The person who is the businessman is always looking to increase the business, and is okay, so the fees that we should exercise this way, the fees that we should this, we should that, we should other things, and so on and so forth, is always going outward with it.
Is that also the chat in the Gemara Nida of Mayas Adam V'Yechkam Yemayit B'Schir V'Yemayit V'Yad V'Yeshiva?
Yes, because it's 100% that chat in the Gemara. In other words, that is the hefech. The Marbe B'Yeshiva is the hefech of Marbe B'Schir. Yeshiva is a calming effect of, you know, settling, calming, being misamic in something. That's the nature of yeshiva. Whereas, you know, chayra is the opposite effect. That's exactly the shot. So he says, but because the shirul mashim says the loy begas the ruach, the loma yoyset built in imsegas the ruach, the mashim nimtzis mishu balkin hashami desvashim harbe. In other words, if the word was just maybe he doesn't want to learn from other people. So, you know, we could also attribute it to some sort of a practical thing. But then we'll have the same issue. All leaders throughout, the person is jealous, may or may not learn because of it. You know, you can find many other bad leaders that would stare. So Bal Karachach, we're going to have to say that it's unique to the Pnimius, not just bad leaders cause bad, you know, they don't allow you for practical reasons like a captain and you know, like Bayeshin, but rather something very specific to Gasurach. Advarim in Beruch or Shemanu in Sufik was a klal. So it's something very, very specific that the person is shaykh more to the world of Gashmi, not to the world of Ruchni. I want to add a certain knage here and to try to understand it. I guess sharpen it a little bit more. You find, Lamashal, the famous Bach that was Shalabirch of Atar Tchila, and what's the Indian of Bechsapera, and he says, they felt it was only a Hechsher mitzvah, he said, to help them know what dinim to do, or to help, or for kinnah's sake, or for showing off, whatever it is. The Bach is aimed on a certain nekuda that Talmud Torah requires the Herring Torah as that the Havon is the end to it, and not that the Havana is a means for something else. When we talk about Torah Lishma in the simplest form, people give a muscle that Torah is like the instruction booklet of the world. Bal Karachach, every machine has instruction booklet, a car has instruction booklet, the world certainly would have instruction booklet, and that's the Torah. You can't debate that it's correct, but it's falling far short from the emes, because if I buy you a car, a nice car, comes with an instruction booklet, I can tell you, listen, it's a very nice car. I know that you think you know how to drive it. Go through the book. Spend an evening. Go through the book. You'll find a lot of important tips. That would be a very reasonable note of precaution. But let's say I would tell you that I have gewaltige news for you. I bought you a car. It has an instruction book, and you should spend the rest of your life learning the instruction book. My high. I mean, what kind of... it's called Echetimsa, that's what it is. It is Echetimsa. So why would I tell you... It doesn't make sense that that's the tachlis of it, and I need to spend my whole life on it. The Bal Karachach is the other way around. The tachlis of the understanding is that the understanding itself and the hearing it is a mila gedolah moed. So therefore, the people who are the netiya is thought sachronim, always the hear things hechetim tzedik. In other words, nothing is a metiyas b'snei atzmai. Everything is there; it has a trader's value. I could trade this for this, I could trade this for this, I could trade that for the other thing. So, I remember there was in Yerushalayim, there was a bookstore, it still exists on King George Street called Stein. The owner is not here anymore. He was like a Moscow out of 19th century Europe, a real Moscow Shmo. He had all the trades, the books, not the priests, but all the books, the skull and everything, and he had sperm also a lot. He knew which ones were rare ones, very rare ones, and he would hoard them and sell them and so on and so forth. And the guy was eccentric as they come. And you would walk into the store, and you'd want this safely. He has an actual print of this, an actual that. Lo mocher, I'm not selling this. What are you, crazy? I'm going to sell you the last copy of Siddur Ramagorn with Goldschmidt's notes that no one's reprinted? No way. So we think it's eccentric because you never met a businessman like that. You know, it's not the mind of a businessman. But a businessman chops everything Perisei Hatimsa. So the Musig that something is Lishma, Nice of Nice means that he's moving things. And the truth is, in this world, that's a very, very important ingredient. This world, everything is Eichet Timsa and everything else. Everything is Chlipin is the most basic Kinyan, and everything is Mischalaf, everything else. Kolanat Adomim Ba'acher. That's the mysterious of Chlipin. In Torah, in the world of Ruchnius, things have their own value. And for businessmen, that doesn't exist. The courses that he studies are how to do better in the business. The stuff that he has, that he produces, is all to sell. And that's what he's mechalek before. If I produce bread, I'm a baker. So bread is the end result. I have extra bread. I sell it. I take other things. But a person who's metzias is seichedik, it's very hard for him to be oimid on the nekud of lishma. Because lishma means that the tachos of the thing lies in itself. It doesn't lie as a chetimta of anything else. Torah is not allowed to be mitzvah that it's a chetimta for something else, including mitzvah. So even though if a person is loymed shaloyam naslasi, that's bad, that's only because it's a different... The reason why it's bad is because that type of limud means that I'm studying something that's not Matthias Harlow. I'm playing a game. Just like chess, I can study chess and it doesn't mean anything. I'm this knowledge as not an emes, but I'm taifis the knowledge as a game. So that's all it is. But here also, I'm taifis it as a game. And Vimela, it's not going anywhere. But if I'm in Lumen, I'm not philosophy, means I'm typist this as a meteor. In other words, if I know this, then I do this. It's like, imagine if I would give somebody directions how to get somewhere, and I do the opposite of what he told me. That means I didn't inherit a direction. Here I inherit a direction. I inherit as Emmy. But now the question is the reason for learning it, is the reason for knowing it and the hearing it, the hechatimsa for me to do it, that's all it is, or the etzem havan and tfisa of what's right is the davar chashuv. On that he says the etzem tfisa and havana is the davar chashuv. That's the point that he's making here. In a deeper oifet, that the sachronim see everything hechatimsadik, and b'meila it's not shayach to. It's not trying to be oimed on something which has an atmistic value. Masha'ein kein, Torah is something which is called kuloi atmistic value. Any questions?
I mean, the Rosh and Adarim on Seidvarm Lashem Palam, when they always bring this Rosh about Lishma, that the Rosh seems to say a little bit more than it does seem to imply that Lishma has a great deal to do, that a person is doing it Lishem, the Kiyom, and Chaim Elajner and Nefesh HaChaim and Ruach HaChaim also says that the meaning of Lishma is to do it. I mean, I don't want to say exactly Amanat Lasses, but there is a very strong dogish that the Lishma has very much to do with being Meitzei L'Apoel with the Divrei Torah, which, you know, it seems to be something a little bit more than just...
Nefesh HaChaim actually... Nefesh HaChaim is countering those who feel that Lishma is some other activity that comes out of it, and so on. But the point is, it's not just... I have a built-in rough who tells me exactly what to do. Would that take away the Talmud Torah? Would that take away the mitzvah Shabbat? I mean, we learn, I mean, the best try is we all learn about the Torah Mora, even though it's by Harav Lanivra. Because the Etzim Limud, that's the idea of the Mitzvah of the Torah Mora, is gold in its own right. It's yedius ha'emes, and thereby the veikus ma'kadosh baruch hu. The problem starts when you're learning things like, and like I said before, if you don't inherit the olam ha'maisa, if it doesn't prompt you ma'isa, then the pshat is what really is going on is you're kind of it belongs to the world of games. It's not real. But if a person deheres Torah as emes, the etzem dehering of it is the tachlis of it. Yes, it does go the lamas by dehering and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, I forget it. There's some high point over there.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay.
Shabbos. 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 Shabbos.